DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this cloudy, hazy, humid Monday morning. In case you are wondering who is hosting the show with me today, it would be Brad Young of Harris Stahl Fisher & Young, coming in clutch while Chris Ronji is still moving. Still moving makes you wonder how much stuff this guy has, but hopefully the move is going well.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, the Supreme Court had a lot of decisions on Friday, the old Friday news dump. And I'm glad to say, as I mentioned earlier, we've got Brad Young and we're not afraid to use him. So this is the best day, the best day to have a legal expert. Also, the Senate advanced the big, beautiful bill. We're going to chat with CBS reporter Stacey Lynn to look at some of the details of what's in that bill. But I am most excited to say that they have scrapped the provision to sell public lands. That was the push by Mike Lee of Utah, and a lot of pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. And we did it. We saved the public lands. Meanwhile, the Cardinals beat the Guardians 7-0 to sweep the series. They are hot right now. They play the Pirates tonight at 5:40. The first pitch right here on KMOX at 4:45 p.m. Hey, real quick, some notes here, some business. If you're listening on 11:20 a.m., check out 104.1 FM. We're on the FM now. We're cool. Also, Odyssey app, you can download it for free. Listen to KMOX on the Odyssey app. There's a microphone icon there. Leave us a voice message. Tell us what you think. You can also call or text 314-436-7900. Brad Young, how are you doing? Thanks for coming in this morning.
I'm doing well. And it's interesting because you mentioned 104.1. I listen to KMOX all the time. That's all I listen to in my car.
Yeah.
And I've switched over to 104.1, and it sounds so much better.
So
it sounds almost as good as the Odyssey app. So, yeah, I've made the switch.
I think switching to FM really drives home the point that World War II is over. the AM definitely had a little bit of, the boys over there.
Yeah,
and so
VJ it, day.
That's right.
VE day.
That's right. So the 104.1 sounds really, really good. Well, I want to jump into this, Brad, because I'm excited to talk to you. A lot happened on Friday with the Supreme Court, some, you could say, victories for Donald Trump in the sense of some of how the rulings went down. We also had some personal jabs thrown by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, taking some direct, unequivocal shots at Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. But let's start first, Brad, with the birthright citizenship case and what was decided, and perhaps even more importantly, what was not decided.
Yeah. That's why it's awkward when you talk about this idea of the birthright citizenship case, because that literally wasn't even one of the questions asked at the Supreme Court. Because the way the Supreme Court works is that if they can resolve an immediate issue with one decision, then they're not going to reach all of the other issues. They want lower courts to do that. So the threshold issue in the birthright citizenship case was, can a single judge issue an injunction that impacts the entire country? So that was the threshold issue. And the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that they can't. And here's what's interesting. When you look at what the media, how the media, the mainstream media is reporting this, they're saying Supreme Court limits the authority of judges. If you read the decision, that's the opposite of what the decision does. In fact, the opposite, because the decision, very well written by Harvard Law professor Amy Coney Barrett, goes through and analyzes that the courts, federal district courts, have never had this power. And it goes all the way back to the Judiciary Act of 1789 to say that Congress, under our Constitution, and I'm going to wrap it up quickly here, but Congress... Yeah. Congress delegates that authority to the lower courts. The Supreme Court gets its authority from the Constitution. Lower courts do not. They get it from Congress. Congress never delegated an equity power that would impact the entire country. So in analyzing this, it's not that they limited the power of judges, but the Supreme Court said that judges never had this power to begin with. And the great line in Amy Coney Barrett's opinion was this, when she said, The solution for an executive that exceeds his or her power is not a federal court system that exceeds its own power. And that drives home this idea that they've never had this power. It's a recent development. It shouldn't happen. And so it wasn't limiting the power. It was stating that courts never had this power to begin with.
And just to, I think, to clarify, maybe people who follow the Supreme Court, tangentially, which I think most people do. People
Correct.
Have lives. They have to go to the grocery store. They have to bring kids to soccer practice. They've got to make sure that Johnny has studied for his vocab test on Monday. I mean, people have lives. They're not sitting here reading Supreme Court decisions. And I think first,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, just some people have friends. Some people read.
Exactly.
You know,
that's me.
And just as a heads up, not that I would know, but a lot of times the dissents are even more interesting.
Oh, they really are.
I would know because obviously I'm out partying, not reading the dissents. But I mean, it's what I've heard. So people say. So I think the big thing to note here is because it's the birthright citizenship case, you read the headline, you think that the Supreme Court decided on the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship, as you laid out so clearly. It did not. I also think when you're looking at Supreme Court issues, we very easily view those issues through a partisan lens.
Yes.
And we feel like our judges, whether we're progressive or conservative, should make decisions that advance our agenda and what we think is right. But technically, and I think most of the time, judges make decisions based on their interpretation of the law, of the question being decided. And this one, it was a nationwide injunction. Not the 14th Amendment, but just nationwide injunctions. And sometimes they make decisions that you would think their political leanings would not love. Like, man, I hate this, but this is the way the law works.
Right. And let me be clear. If someone's listening right now and says, oh, it's Brad Young analyzing, of course he's going to analyze it from the conservative perspective. I think, and I would take bets on this, mm-hmm. Trump's going to lose on the birthright citizenship question. When it goes back down to the lower courts, it'll eventually come back up to the Supremes. He's going to lose that because the 14th Amendment is very clear. If you're born in this country, you're a citizen of this country. In fact, there's a Supreme Court case from 1898 mm-hmm. that dealt with Chinese illegal immigrants in California who had a child. And then the question was whether or not that child was a U.S. citizen. Had nothing to do with African Americans. And so the Supreme Court ruled by a wide margin in 1898 that the 14th Amendment is not limited to stating that African Americans who are born in this country are citizens. It applies to anyone who's born in this country. So Trump's going to lose that birthright citizenship case, lest anyone think, oh, well, Brad just analyzes stuff based on his worldview. No, I don't. In fact, I go to great lengths to separate my worldview from analyzing Supreme Court cases.
Okay. So, oh, yes. No. I think that is so important. And I think we have to have that objective view. What I also want to ask you about, and again, I'll show my bias. So far, really liked Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah. I like her. And not only do I like the story, right? A mom, she's got all these kids, went to Notre Dame, becomes a Supreme Court justice. That's a cool story.
Yes.
In this specific case, one, is it interesting that Chief Justice Roberts assigned her to write the majority opinion? Do we read anything into that, yes or no?
Yeah, we do. Well, we do because okay. she was a law school professor. So this was a perfect case for her to write about the powers of the judiciary. It really lined up with her skill set.
And two, she had a scathing rebuke of Ketanji Brown Jackson in her majority opinion, and it was personal.
Yes.
Would love for you to give your thoughts on that, because I like to think that Supreme Court judges are better than us in the sense that they know how to set aside the partisan lens with which we view political issues and that they can get along despite their differing ideologies. This attack felt personal. And to me, my first thought was, is that necessary?
Yeah, it was cringy. Yeah. It was very, very cringy. And let me state that I understand where Barrett was coming from, because when I read the dissent from Ketanji Brown Jackson, there's no legal theory in her dissent. It's really just, I don't like this. The judiciary has to keep track of Trump, and therefore, by going the other way, Trump's going to have unlimited power. That's not a legal argument. That is a personal opinion, not a legal argument. And so Barrett's objection was that there was no legal argument set forth in the dissent. However, by turning it into a catfight here, it really demeans, because we want the court to be above the fray.
Yes.
We want them to be there. And basically, there's a large section of Barrett's opinion where it sounds like a personal attack on social media. It really does. It could have been lifted from Instagram and then posted and pasted into this opinion.
So I would say, if you had to summarize it, her attack, and it is a couple paragraphs long, this is my takeaway. Did she just call Ketanji Brown Jackson dumb?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it felt.
It really, really did. I mean, with big words.
Yeah.
But yes, she did. And that's really, number one, that's uncalled for. And number two, like I said, we want to strive to have our court better than us. I want our courts to be better than we are. I don't want there to be a Facebook fight in a Supreme Court opinion.
Yeah.
And that's really what we saw. And that's unfortunate.
I know we're going to break here, but I do want to bring up to this point, one of our favorite friendships on the Supreme Court. So we'll continue that conversation. Also, the Kansas City Chiefs have asked for an extension for the stadium bids. And I'm a little bit worried about what that actually means. So we'll get back. That's Brad Young. I'm Amy Markscores.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Amy Markscores, sitting in the liberal seat today, as Jake pointed out on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, where we stream the show. Brad, as I said, as we jumped out of the last segment, there is a friendship on the Supreme Court. There was a friendship on the Supreme Court that I absolutely loved. You did, too.
Yeah, it was Anton Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And those two were as far apart as you could be ideologically. And they were the absolute best of friends. They went on vacations together. There's a great picture. They both went to India. And they're both riding on the back of an elephant together. And they're laughing. And it's just, what a great picture that is, to say we can disagree ideologically, but we can agree to have a personal relationship. And I love that.
That's cool.
Because just because we disagree, I've got a friend of mine who's as liberal as I'm conservative. We go to lunch once a week or once a month. We go eat chicken wings. We argue for an hour and then we walk out and we're hugging each other. And I mean, that's the way I want it on the Supreme Court. And apparently right now it's not.
It's not. And it'll be interesting to see how this evolves moving forward, if anything, between Amy Coney Barrett and Ketanji Brown Jackson, if it if it has any staying power, right? If the contentiousness continues to rise, or if it just fades away and we forget it happened. Before we move on, move on from the Supreme Court, a couple other decisions went down. One of them being that parents can now opt kids out of classes with LGBTQ book characters. So right. What are the details of that? Is it just like if any book has someone who is gay in it? Or is it specifically explicit books?
Well, the court went to great lengths to say, we are not a school board.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a school administration. We're only talking about what are the rights of parents under the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause to be involved in the life of their children. And if there's something at school that goes against their faith, they have the authority under the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause to pull their kids out of that or have an opt-out procedure. In the court, a very well-reasoned opinion. There are lots of other opt-outs, but the school was not allowing an opt-out just for LGBTQ. For example, there's a famous Supreme Court case from the 70s where there was an Amish parents who wanted to pull their kids out of school in the eighth grade to work on the farm because that's part of their religious heritage. And the courts in the 70s, the court said, yeah, that's fine. You can't prosecute someone for that. So this was a very well-reasoned opinion. And it's interesting, again, when you read the dissent, the gist of the dissent is that our whole nation's going to crumble if kids don't have access to LGBTQ indoctrination at schools. And it wasn't a legal argument. It was a policy argument, and it just seemed to be not very strong.
So just devil's advocate here, if people are frustrated with this opinion, right? So, mm-hmm. And to make a point, they want to take not good faith action, but bad faith action. And what I mean by that is LGBTQ would be like a protected class, correct?
Well, right now, LGBTQ is not a protected class.
It is. I thought in discrimination.
Only in one area under Title VII, when it comes to employment situations, you cannot discriminate against LGBTQ because it is a protected class for employment purposes. But there have been no holdings expanding that to any other areas that I'm aware of.
Do you think that common sense then and good faith parents will allow this rule to not cause mass chaos in the sense that what if a parent says, well, to prove a point, I'm pulling my kid out of
that would be wrong.
Any classes that talk about the advancements of women or the advancement of Black Americans.
Right. All of that would be wrong. And I don't know that the court would even allow that.
Okay. The other decision being made that we looked at is the Supreme Court sides with Texas and its age verification law for porn sites. How does that affect Missouri?
Well, Missouri is going to, if not already, is going to be adopting a very similar plan. So if there is I don't remember if it's 18 or 21, that's going to restrict the access to pornography. You know, that's no different than saying that Playboy magazines up on the shelf can't be purchased by kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a digital version of that concept. And it was a 6-3 decision.
It's kind of insane that it didn't exist already.
Right. Oh, I know.
It's because we have to start treating the digital world as another dimension of the real world.
Correct.
In the same way that you can't go to R-rated movies or strip clubs.
Exactly.
Or buy cigarettes. There is no way on earth that a child should be able to legally and easily access a porn site.
But from a legal perspective, it's not like cigarettes. We don't have a First Amendment right to cigarettes, okay? But you do have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And so the question was, does this impinge upon it? And the court made it very clear. There are time, place, and manner restrictions on the First Amendment. You can't go screaming with a bullhorn at 2:00 in the morning in my neighborhood, because if you do, you're going to get busted by the popo. So so in this instance, you can place time, manner, and place expression restrictions on the First Amendment. And that's exactly what they did in that Texas case.
I know we're going to get to Kansas City and the Chiefs and the extension for stadium bids, but in a couple of minutes, we're going to chat with Nicole Killian about the big, beautiful bill, Nicole Killian from CBS News. So before we get to the Chiefs, where we're going to need more time, I have a quick question, just briefly, on what do you think about this idea that the Supreme Court, because it interprets the supreme law of the land and the Constitution, that its interpretations therefore become the Constitution, become the supreme law, like a false syllogism there that whatever the Supreme Court decides in its interpretation of the Constitution becomes the same as the Constitution.
No, that's absolutely false. If that were the case, then Brown versus Board of Education which held that it's okay to discriminate against children. At least, I'm sorry, Plessy versus Ferguson, where it's okay to discriminate against blacks in schools, that would still be the law of the land. Absolutely not. Supreme Court decisions are only opinions. They're not the Constitution.
He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Marks Gore. CBS reporter Nicole Killian joins us next to talk about what's in that big, beautiful bill. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, the Senate has advanced the big, beautiful bill, a controversial bill so far, with several provisions in it that have been left in, some that have been left out, and we've got questions about those details. So we welcome in from CBS News, Nicole Killian. Thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So I'm going to ask you the first pointed question, which is what I was really concerned about. Did the public lands sale provision in the bill is gone, correct? This was Mike Lee's push to be able to sell public lands, and that has been stricken from the bill.
Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of back and forth over it, though, because at one point it was struck down by the Senate parliamentarian who has to make sure everything follows strict budget rules in this package, since it's a budget bill. So it had been struck down. Mike Lee brought it back again. But then when it was reinserted into the bill, you know, many senators balked at that, particularly in more rural states. They were quite concerned about the provision. And so we saw late Saturday, Utah Senator Mike Lee pull it out.
And he was saying his reasoning for why he removed it. He said that he couldn't secure the safeguards to guarantee that the lands would be sold only to American families. He said he was afraid that, well, the way it was worded, those lands could be sold to China or BlackRock or foreign interests. So that was his argument for why they took it out.
That's right. And certainly there was a lot of concern had it remained in. Again, you know, first of all, there was an uproar about just the potential for selling public lands, even though Mike Lee claimed that this wouldn't impact, you know, some of the more protected areas and federal lands within our country. But it did raise a lot of questions about, you know, what some of these lands could be used for, especially sensitive lands as far as development. That was a big concern among many lawmakers, even though Mike Lee saw this in part as a revenue generating source. And of course, for this big, beautiful bill, you know, we have seen lawmakers look at all different measures to try to not only help fund the president's tax cuts, but also find savings in other areas. And so this was an attempt on the part of Mike Lee to do so.
Nicole, Brad Young here. And because the margins are so small on the votes in the Senate, wasn't it the case that whether we're talking about the public lands or talking about the Medicare, Medicaid issues, that any controversial topics that would jeopardize the entire passage of the bill had to be removed in order to make sure they got enough votes to move this on?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, obviously, we're talking about 535 members of Congress, right? And so each body is different, both the House and Senate. You know, over in the House, Speaker Mike Johnson jokes all the time about, you know, how difficult it can be at times to try to negotiate among such a large group of members when everybody has their unique interest. And it's really no different in the Senate in that, you know, senators have varied concerns. And so as leaders, they have to kind of work through those. By and large, certainly one of the bigger sticking points were the Medicaid provisions in this bill, because the Senate did make some changes to what was in the House version, particularly around this issue of provider taxes, which many states use to help fund their Medicaid programs. In fact, we heard a lot from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on that front. Some of those changes really concerned him. But ultimately, we saw on Saturday that he said that he was open now to supporting this mega bill, in part because they are going to delay the phase-in for rolling back of these provider taxes. Also, one of the last-minute changes they made on Friday was including a new fund for rural hospitals, a stabilization fund, if you will, to the tune of some $25 billion. So that was enough to get him to yes. But again, it just shows, you know, leaders really have to kind of massage these issues with lawmakers. We saw Vice President J.D. Vance up here working with a number of senators late in the day Saturday, really trying to get them to yes by working with them on their concerns.
And so, Nicole, I know you need to go. As we say goodbye, we do know that the Medicaid cuts were made and included in that bill.
That is correct. I mean, they always were part of it. But just to be clear, you know, in terms of Republicans' posture on this, they argue that, you know, benefits aren't going to be stripped for people, that this is really about going after waste, fraud, and abuse and making the system more efficient. So really the biggest change that they're making is implementing these work requirements for able-bodied individuals, where people would have to work up to 80 hours per week to be eligible for Medicaid benefits. But that is not going to, for instance, impact somebody who's disabled or someone who may be pregnant. So this is really just for able-bodied individuals. So Republicans are trying to be clear on that front. That being said, though, we did see the Congressional Budget Office come out with an estimate over the weekend suggesting upwards of 11.8 million people could potentially stand to lose health care coverage if this Senate bill clears.
Nicole Killian, congressional correspondent for CBS News, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
That is Nicole Killian for CBS. Yeah. You know, Brad, following this bill, this is just me being selfish, I guess, in the sense that you look at what affects you. Obviously, I'm not on Medicare yet, not on Medicaid. A lot of family members who are.
Sure.
I'm not, and we're concerned about that, how that could affect friends, how that could affect family. Also, I recently went on a hiking trip, right? I love our natural lands, the treasures that we have. I love Teddy Roosevelt because of his conservation measures and our national parks. I mean, you want to talk about, people use the phrase America first. This is one of the things that makes America so great is the beautiful landscape and the ability of people from all walks of life, people from all economic tax brackets and so forth can go visit these public lands. I was horrified by the proposal to sell off these public lands, which of course you can say, well, it could be sold to American families or it could be developed by, you know, billionaires to push their interests or oil or whatever it may be. And you know me, I'm not anti-billionaire, but don't sell these public lands. I was horrified, Brad.
Well, they are a national treasure. They truly are, national parks. And this idea of selling them off, to me, is short-term gain, long-term pain. Mm-hmm. All right, so you make a few bucks on it right now. Okay, well, you know, in Washington, money goes instantly. So really, the benefit of selling off these parks would be inconsequential. And now, I will tell you, having said this, I will tell you that when I was in law school studying this idea of eminent domain where the government can take property, I had a great idea. The idea was we sell the Grand Canyon to the Chinese, okay, for like $100 billion. We use it to pay off some of the national debt. And then we take it back on eminent domain and say, fight us for it. We have the power of eminent domain to take it back. I thought that was a great way. Okay. Maybe I was a little short-sighted and I was in my 20s when I came up with that brilliant idea. But seriously, they are a national treasure. And the idea of selling them off to me was reprehensible. And I'm glad that that has been backed out of the bill.
Yes, and we do have a 618 saying, it's not in the bill, Amy. Stop whining. Well, I'll tell you what, that whining is a big reason why it's not in the bill.
Yes.
There was massive pushback.
A lot of pushback.
I will whine all day long to protect our national parks and national forests. And there on social media, it was ubiquitous seeing posts pop up with phone numbers to call your senators.
Yes.
And in fact, to the 618, thank you for listening and texting in, Senator Mike Lee mentioned all of the feedback that he got from not just his constituents, but people across the United States.
And that's democracy in action.
It is.
And that's the way things are supposed to work. And I'm glad that it worked out well.
What are your other thoughts on the big, beautiful bill, Brad? Because it is...
Well, here's part, I know, but here's part of the problem. In this country, only the wealthy pay federal taxes. You can scream at me, you can text me and question my parentage, but the bottom line is only the wealthy pay federal taxes. For example, in the top 1% of wage earners in the last year available, the top 1% paid 40% of all federal income taxes. The top 1% of wage earners paid 40% of all federal taxes. The top 50% of wage earners paid 97% of all federal taxes. So any tax cut that you have is always going to benefit the wealthy because only the wealthy are paying income taxes.
Just to clarify, because when we use the phrase wealthy, and I know Dave Glover will talk about this, that the people who get screwed the most are basically millionaires. You know, people who are making, who have millions of dollars, they pay the highest taxes. Because once you get to billionaires, they have ways around it, right? It's why
Correct.
Trump doesn't pay taxes or Elon Musk or whatever, because they have unrealized wealth and so forth and so forth. So we're not, when we say wealthy, we're not talking about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. We're talking about the wealthy Americans who speak in terms of millions.
Correct. And I thought it was funny with the whole Jeff Bezos thing. I think Jeff Bezos basically is a James Bond villain. All right. But when you look at it and they say, oh, he doesn't pay his taxes. He follows the law. OK, if you don't like the way Jeff Bezos is taxed, then get Congress to change the tax laws. And I thought even though there's so much hate against Bezos, Oprah Winfrey was there. She was at the wedding. I guarantee you that Oprah Winfrey takes every tax deduction possible.
That was one moment, again, when you look at the rise of Donald Trump. When he was debating Hillary Clinton and she accused him of not paying taxes. He said, of course I don't. And he said, and neither do you and neither do your friends. And
exactly.
That's why you won't change the law. And
exactly.
I do think it's really interesting. There was a piece in The Atlantic. About how the Ivy League schools broke America. It's a longer story. But what's interesting about it is it says, if there's such an anti-elitist push, a.k.a. populist push, then how did Trump, a billionaire, and Elon Musk, a billionaire, become so popular? And it said it really has to do with the preachy academic elite, which the Democratic Party became more and more that way. And people said, okay, if the elite are going to rule us, I don't want the elite that is sanctimonious and thinks they're better than I am. I want the elite that's kind of crude and rude. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just
correct.
Saying that explains
yes.
why Trump, who's a billionaire, has nothing in common with everyday people, why he would be more palatable than a Hillary Clinton or somebody on the academic elite, which was
right.
kind of interesting. It became a class issue in a way.
Sure.
Even though Elon Musk and Trump are billionaires.
Right. But Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. All right. But you don't he doesn't talk like a millionaire, but he is. He's a multimillionaire. And I guarantee you that even Bernie Sanders has accountants who look for ways to for him to pay less in taxes. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is violating the law. And when you do that, you go to jail. Just ask Wesley Snipes. He did several years in the Gray Bar Motel down in Florida because he violated tax laws. And he went to jail, he paid his dues, and he paid his time. But there's nothing wrong with hiring individuals, accountants, and attorneys to pay the least amount of taxes possible. And if that's objectionable, change the laws.
He's Brad Young. I'm Amy Markscores. When we come back, did you see this? It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Click and subscribe. Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Brad, I have something that I'm pretty sure you didn't see.
Uh-oh.
Because it's from Malibu.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, I have a friend in Malibu as we speak, and he was shopping on, as you do, at fancy stores in Malibu and came across a boutique. And in this boutique, he found a vintage t-shirt.
Really?
It was a Keishi Rock
what,
t-shirt from the 1980s.
In Malibu?
In Malibu with Sweet Meat the Pig
oh,
on it.
Oh, sure. I had one of those when I was in high school.
Guess how much this store in Malibu was asking for the Sweet Meat the Pig. And it said 1980s.
Right.
So let's assume it really is 40 years old.
Okay. All right. $30.
I hate to say you're not close.
Okay.
$350.
What?
Yes.
For a Sweet Meat t-shirt?
There's somebody in California who thinks they are so cool because they're wearing a t-shirt that probably 40% of all Missourians have.
I grew up in Southern Illinois, and I had a Sweet Meat t-shirt in high school, and everyone said, what is Keishi? I have no idea what Keishi is. I'm like, oh, come on.
Come on.
Keishi rocks. Come on.
And so, I will say this, too. People love Tom Ackerman, right?
Oh, yeah.
The voice of KMOX,
oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Yes.
When he was at the very... When you talk about a guy who worked his way from the bottom all the way to the top, at one point, when he was a teenager, he dressed up as Keishi, Sweet Meat the Pig.
Really?
He was Sweet Meat. And then when he came to KMOX, he set up folding tables and did all the grunt work. And now look at him.
Now
I think he's got a real chance to make it in this business.
Yes. A real chance. $300.
Yep.
Wow. I'm going to go see if I've got the...
$350.
Wow. I'm going to see if mine's still in the basement.
You should.
I will.
All right. Did you see the car on 14th Street?
Yes, I did this morning.
Okay.
I did.
This is niche for a few people who have driven downtown this morning, but I got off the highway on 14th, and the couple cars around me suddenly dive bombed. There is a car on 14th in the right lane.
Just sitting there. Yep.
I mean, it's dead. No one's in it.
No.
But there are no cones.
No flashing lights. No nothing.
My guess is it's been there since last night.
Right. It probably was. Well, on my Did You See This? You remember the dire wolves that came out a few months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dire wolves that were created genetically by this company in Texas, right? And so now, because that has worked so well, even though those aren't really dire wolves, and I could spend an hour talking about it, but they're close. But now that company says their efforts to bring back the woolly mammoth are accelerating. So Matt Pajeski is going to know my theory on this because he heard me say it previously on At Your Service. But I think if a company in Texas is trying to bring back the woolly mammoth, the only reason they want to do that is somebody wants to be the first guy to say, I'm cooking a woolly mammoth on my outdoor barbecue grill. I promise you that somebody in that company in Texas is thinking, if we bring back the woolly mammoth, man, I'm cooking that on my grill.
He's going to barbecue
it. It's Texas.
It.
He's going to be the first one to eat one on a grill.
Okay. I will say the devil's advocate here. If I were going to bring back an animal to barbecue, it wouldn't be one with hair.
That, well, you can skin all that off of there.
Oh, it's just messy. It's like a... Have you ever eaten an artichoke?
Yeah.
Okay. The hair on an artichoke.
I know, but from a guy's perspective in Texas, you got a woolly mammoth. They've got big tusks. They've been extinct. You have personally brought it back like in Jurassic Park. The first thing that dude's going to want to do, grill it. I'm telling you.
What did they say in Jurassic Park? We shouldn't have asked if we could.
No, we spent so much time deciding if we could that we didn't stop to determine if we should.
Yeah, I think that's what they should be thinking of in Texas. Don't bring back these. We still have too many dogs and cats in shelters we need to take care of. We can't also be taking care of woolly mammoths. Oh, Brad?
Yes.
This is just totally random, apropos of nothing other than I was at Target yesterday.
Yeah,
I was at Target in Kirkwood. They're hiring, PSA.
Okay.
Guess the big sign on the front, Target in Kirkwood is hiring. Starting wages at?
Oh, you're asking me to guess.
Yes, I am.
$15 an hour.
Close. $16.25.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty good for starting at Target?
It is, but see, that proves why we don't need minimum wages, because we should be letting the free market decide. Target's paying more. Why? Because they need people. And when you need more people, you pay them more money. That's how it works.
Well, I think that's a pretty good gig. I will also say, I have from a friend who you can make a career out of working at Quick Trip. Like, you start at Quick Trip and then you become a manager.
Yes, and those managers make a lot of money.
They make a lot. I mean, it's six figures.
Yes, it is.
And
I represent QT, by the way.
Oh, do you? I love Quick Trip. It's a national treasure.
They are my client.
It's right up there with the national parks. I love Quick Trip. Tell them I appreciate the clean bathrooms.
I will. I will tell them that this week.
Okay, please do.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.